In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Venerable religious and dear parishioners, my sermon will be very short today. As you can see, I'm not assisted by fellow clergy. Father Philip is on Mass circuit to Boise and Lewiston. Our deacon, Reverend Thomas Netzel, is not back from Europe. And the Mass is very long today, including the procession. However, the liturgy speaks very, very eloquently to us today. And by the way, I want to offer my special thanks to those who made all of the wonderful setup possible. I want to especially mention Mrs. Josette Schlosser, her parents, Mr. and Mrs. Phil and Maria Sarkia, and also Mrs. Eileen Uran. They have worked along with many other fine volunteers to set up for today's outdoor procession. And so even though I'm lacking clergy help today, I am most grateful for all who have helped. I'm very grateful for the servers. Even though I don't have clergy helping me, I have very fine help assisting today. So again, my gratitude to them in making today's liturgy and Mass a reality. This is a little story that was in my priest meditation book from a couple of weeks ago. And I think it fits very well for today. A legend tells of a coin that fell from heaven, bearing the image and the inscription of God. The mud and the long time it spent in the earth disfigured it. Various people have tried to decipher the words and the image. The Jewish people read therein, God is infinite and tremendous majesty. His name is ineffable. If he speaks to us, we die. If he looks at us, he thunders. He is fear. The Greeks read the coin thus, God is beauty and wisdom. All the beauty that is spread throughout the universe, all the wisdom that is created in the human mind is but a reverberation of his beauty and wisdom. God is beauty and truth. The Roman people, accustomed to the use of arms and to world domination, read, God is strength, justice, and power. But the poor fisherman John bathed that worn-out coin in the blood of the Lamb and read the inscription with the greatest ease and precision, God is love. And so we look today at the sacrament of love. Almighty God, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the most blessed sacrament of the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.